Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Okay, on the phone line now with us is Dr. Allison Arwady, the Director of Public Health for the City of Chicago. She's been here a few times, and each time the news gets better and better. Dr. Arwady, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
I don't think it's the show that's making things better. It's probably your work, right?
I think it's everybody's work across Chicago, getting folks vaccinated, being careful around COVID. We are very pleased with the progress that we've made and the fact that we can be fully reopened.
I know that you made some news or talked about a criminal diversion program, and I want to get to that in a few minutes. But since I've got you, how are we doing COVID-wise in the city? What are the numbers like?
So they're looking good. We're averaging in the 30 to 40 range of cases every day. We have between just 4 and 5 Chicagoans getting hospitalized with COVID every day. We're averaging between 0 and 1 deaths a day, and our positivity is holding below 1%. We're still vaccinating in the 4,000 per day, which is good, although we still have a way to go. And generally, we are feeling quite good about where we are. We're certainly monitoring this Delta variant. We're seeing, particularly downstate, some increases. This is heavily landing on people who are not vaccinated. So we may see some increases here, but the good news is the vaccines are working beautifully, and we are in good control right now. So for folks who are vaccinated, the risk right now in Chicago is very, very, very low. And for people who are not vaccinated, the risk is sort of low to moderate, but it may be increasing as we see more of these variants. And so, you know, as always, my message is if we want to not worry about COVID, get vaccinated.
We're talking to the city's Dr. Allison Arwady. And, you know, I'm going to discuss those downstate numbers with Joe Marr, who wrote about it in the Tribune a little bit later in the show. Front page of the Trib today, I think the number was 385 or something to that effect of people who are hospitalized in Illinois did get the vaccine. And that kind of jumped out at me. Can you help me understand that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we call a breakthrough infection when someone has been fully vaccinated and yet they still get COVID. And then, in rare cases, can get hospitalized or have a severe outcome. So there is no such thing as a 100% protective vaccine, right? I wish there were. There's no disease where there's a 100% protective vaccine. And these vaccines have protections, in the trials, sort of in the mid 90%, right? But that still means there can be a 10% chance that you may still get COVID. The good news, where we look all the way back to January here in Chicago, is that 97% of the people who have been hospitalized or died of COVID have been people who were not vaccinated. Now, that means we have seen, a small number of people, generally people who are older, have a lot of underlying conditions, may have an immunocompromising condition, for example. There is still some risk there. Now, the risk to everybody is low when our numbers are low, but as it rises, the risk goes up more dramatically for people who are not vaccinated, but it rises a little bit for people who are vaccinated. And so we track this very closely at the health department. Whenever we see a case come in someone who has been vaccinated, that's someone we're especially wanting to do extra testing on to understand, is this a variant? We do extra contact tracing. But broadly, the vaccines are working really, really well. It's just that we're talking about the entire population. And at the U.S. level, 99%, just in May, 99% of hospitalizations and deaths in people who were unvaccinated. And so there are going to be some breakthrough cases. But even when you're talking about, a few hundred cases across Illinois, that's in the context of millions of people in Illinois, right? And really different from what we were seeing previously. The number of people hospitalized with COVID, dramatically higher.
Dr. Allison Arwady is on the phone with us now, the city's health director. Okay, we got some news about masks as well from Governor Pritzker. The CDC talked about students who were vaccinated and teachers coming up for the fall. They don't need to wear masks. Let's listen in on the governor real quick here.
Well, we're very pleased to see the new CDC guidelines today issued for schools. We just received it. As you know, it came out, I think, less than an hour ago. It's something that we believe they would do a good job with. I will say its goal is the same as our goal, getting every child back into child, every kid going to school, back into school this fall.
That should make things a lot easier for CPS in the fall, right?
Yeah, I want to be really clear about what the CDC said and didn't say and sort of where we are on this. They really doubled down on the importance of in-person education, which we completely agree with here at the Chicago Department of Public Health and CPS, and really saying it is critical to have five-day in-person instruction. What they said was that they recommended really at that local level, looking to see what were the risks, what did the data look like, were there surges as districts were making decisions about things like masking and other things in place. And so, you know, I'll tell you, we are in some conversations right now with Chicago Public Schools about this. We're concerned because, you know, certainly in the younger children, there isn't a vaccine available yet. So certainly there will be masking in those settings. And even among our adolescents, we know that the vaccination rates are not still where we want them to be. And there are still, you know, a good number of adults who need to be vaccinated as well. And so we'll be, you know, coming out with some more formal decisions in the next day or two. That'll be CPS. But the goal is to make sure that these settings are as safe as they can be. There's going to be a lot of push around vaccination. And where we can get to settings with high vaccination rates, this is something we'll be able to be putting aside in time for sure. But right at the beginning of school, you know, we'll also want to make sure we're creating an environment where people feel secure back in school.
So you're telling me that what the CDC said today is not a green light for CPS parents. It sounds to me like you're saying sort of paving the way for there still to be a mask requirement when schools resume.
Yeah, what the CDC really said was that the main thing is making sure kids are back in school and that we've thought about COVID, right, and made sure that you're using what your local data is looking like at that point and your vaccination rates in terms of making those recommendations. And so, you know, if we were at a point where we were seeing zero cases of COVID across Chicago or we were at a point where we had, you know, 90% of adolescents vaccinated, that would be a risk scenario that there would not be, right, significant risk. But that's not where we are right now. And so,
doctor, we're not going to be there either, right? So the kids are going to be wearing masks in the fall.
So, like I said, CPS will be making sort of a formal announcement about this probably in the next couple of days. You know, it's new guidance, and it's guidance that allows us to really use our local data, and we think that's appropriate. And then, you know, to be able to adjust that over time as vaccination rates hopefully go up and if COVID numbers go down.
Well, we're certainly going in the right direction, and we're all happy and grateful for that. Okay, tell me about this narcotics arrest diversion program. Tries to keep people out of the criminal justice system, get the care they need, and help us all.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we were really pleased yesterday. The Chicago Department of Public Health with the Chicago Police Department announced that we were expanding what's called the Narcotics Arrest Diversion Program to the entire city of Chicago. This is a program that started really as a pilot in one of the police districts. And the idea is when someone is arrested, if they have no history of previous violent arrests and they're arrested with, for example, possession of a relatively small amount of an illicit substance, instead of being booked into the criminal justice system, they can instead agree to be connected to substance use treatment. And Thresholds is a provider for substance use treatment. And right on the spot, people can get connected. And then if they make that decision to instead move into treatment, they completely avoid the criminal charges. And the goal is really to make sure that, you know, substance use disorder is first and foremost a medical issue. And we want to make sure that it is being treated in a medical setting, and diverting these individuals away from the criminal justice system really lets CPD put its time and energy on working on other crimes, on violent crimes, and really these issues that in a lot of ways are more related to medical issues, really get those folks more properly into the system. It's already served about 700 people since the pilot launched a couple of years ago. We've been doing a slow expansion, and yesterday it's going to every police district district. It's going across the whole city. And this is opioid use disorder is a citywide problem. So we think it's really exciting. And a good example of saying, let's make sure that police resources are going to where the police need to be working and that we're thinking about getting resources and getting people the help they need if their primary issue is substance use or mental health, for example.
I also like the idea that just if you decide that you need mental health or addiction help, you can go to a police department now and they will direct you. You won't have to find a spot on your own. Dr. Allison Arwady, the City Health Director, we appreciate your work and also appreciate you joining us here to explain things.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You bet. We'll talk again. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. We're going to take a break, and after that, we'll visit the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.